Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello, I'm Buffy.
Today we're going to be talking about personality. Mm-hmm. So Buffy, Okay. Can you describe yourself in just three words?
要我用三个字形容我自己。Okay, the three words are friendly, easygoing, and confident. 我是一个友善、亲切、然后有自信的人。How about you, Pat?
Okay, let's see. I'm creative.
Okay.
I'm reliable. But I can sometimes be a little slow.
Slow? 你很慢. What do you mean you're slow?
Well, sometimes my brain doesn't always work as fast as it should do. And I don't mind admitting that, so maybe that shows I'm honest as well.
I see. 不过我觉得没有关系啊。有些事情确实需要慢慢的思考。I think being slow sometimes is not a bad thing, though.
Okay, so in today's article, we're going to look at personalities to find out what kind of student you are. So let's start the article right now.
What kind of student are you?
1. Which club will you join? A.A sports club. B. The theater club. C. The science club. 2. What do you usually do during the break between classes? A. Chat with my friends. B. Play a joke on my classmates. C. Do my homework. 3.What do your friends usually ask from you? A. Advice about everything. B. Funny jokes. C. Help on homework. 4. What is your favorite subject at school? A. PE. B. I don't have one. C. History. 5. What will you do if you get bad grades? A. I'll try harder next time. B. I won't worry about it. C. I always get good grades. Tally up your score.
Science. Science. William and I are making a science project about planets. William and I are making a science project about planets. Joke. Joke. Christopher enjoys telling jokes.To his family. Christopher enjoys telling jokes to his family. Funny. Funny. A funny monkey used my camera to take pictures of himself. A funny monkey used my camera to take pictures of himself.Grade. Grade. Sheldon always gets good grades at school. Sheldon always gets good grades at school.
So we're going to do a test.
That's right.
That will help you find out about your personality. Mm-hmm. So personality...P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L-I-T-Y, personality, is the combination of characteristics and qualities, things about you that make up your character, your person. So you could say Buffy has a friendly personality, or she has an easygoing personality.
是的 ,personality 在这里指的就是个性啦。那因为一个人个性通常不会只有一种，所以 personality 的复数要记得去 Y 加上 IES, personalities.
Here's an example sentence. My dog has a very playful personality. My dog has a very playful personality.
我的狗狗个性非常好玩。不过应该所有的狗都是这种个性吧？有很冷静的狗吗？
So let's move on to our first question, which、
okay.
is, so number one, which club will you join?、Oh. Will it be A, a sports club,、mm-hmm. B, the theatre club, or C, the science club? My answer is B for sure. I love acting and being on stage.、Mm. What's your answer, Buffy?、
Mm, 我会参加哪一个社团呢、啊、My answer is B as well.、
Okay.
我不喜欢运动。更不喜欢 science. 那各位，你们会选哪一个呢？ Before you make the choice, let's take a look at the word science first.、
Mm. Science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, science is knowledge of the natural and、mm-hmm. physical world based on things you can learn by doing some tests.、
Mm-hmm.
In science classes, you might find out about plants,or animals, or do tests with chemicals.
That's right. Science 是名词，科学或者是自然科学，那就是一切关于大自然还有物理的相关知识。同学们上自然科学课的时候，是不是都会学到动植物的知识啊，或者是做实验，这些就是 science.、
Mm-hmm. Here's an example sentence. William and I are making a science project about planets.William and I are making a science project about planets.
嗯，我和威廉啊正在进行一项关于行星的科学专题报告。OK, 准备好要进入第二题了吗？ Let's move to question two.
All right. So question two, what do you usually do during the break between classes? Do you A, chat with my friends? B,play a joke on my classmates,、mm-hmm. or C, do my homework. I'm going to say A for this one. How about you?
我在课间休息的时候通常会做什么？当然是 A, 跟朋友聊天了。Of course, my answer is A.
Okay. Well, in answer B, we saw the word joke,、mm-hmm. J-O-K-E, joke.A joke is something that you say or do to make people laugh. Some movies or TV shows have lots of jokes.
That's right.
So when you watch them, you laugh a lot. On April the 1st, April Fool's Day, you can play jokes on other people, like putting a plastic spider in their book bag.
Oh, that's not nice. Okay, 这边看到单字 joke, 名词表示玩笑、笑话。Actually, I have a question here. Does joke here mean trick?
Sometimes it can do.、
Mm-hmm.
If you do it on someone, you can say play、a trick on someone.、
Mm-hmm.
It can also just be a funny thing you say.
I see. 所以这边的 joke 啊，可能是像恶作剧的意思。因为呢 play a joke on somebody 就是对某人进行恶作剧的意思。
Mm-hmm. So here's a sentence. Christopher enjoys telling jokes to his family.Christopher enjoys telling jokes to his family.
克里斯多福喜欢讲笑话给他的家人听。诶，记得讲笑话的动词要用 tell, 不能用 speak 或者是 say 哦。
Mm-hmm. All right, time for question three. What do your friends usually ask from you? Is it A, advice about everything? B, funny jokes? Or C,help on homework. I'd probably say C for me. I may be slow sometimes, but I was good at science when I was in school. Buffy?
Definitely A.、
Mm-hmm.
我的朋友啊都会征询我的意见，但是就是他们很少采用啦。哈哈，开玩笑的啦。赶快来看一下单字 funny.、
Mm-hmm. All right, we saw the word funny, F-U-N-N-Y,funny, and this means something that makes you laugh or is amusing.
That's right.
Jokes, which we just、mm-hmm. mentioned before, are funny. Lots of cartoons are、mm. funny. People wearing silly clothes are funny.
That's right.
What do you think is funny, Buffy?
Well, I think the cartoon Adventure Time is funny.
Okay.
探险活宝很有趣啊。 哎，我喜欢有广东腔配音的老皮了。I like the dog.
Right.
没错啦，所以 funny 是形容词，表示有趣的、好笑的意思。
Right. Mm-hmm. So we could say, a funny monkey used my camera to take pictures of himself. A funny monkey used my camera to take pictures of himself.
啊，有一只逗趣的猴子用我的相机自拍。这太妙了吧。
That's funny. Okay, now for question four. Here it is. What is your favorite subject at school? Is it A, PE, that's physical education or sports? B, I don't have one. Or C, history? I'm going for history here. How about you?
Actually, it's D, English. 其实啊，我最喜欢科目是英文啦。Okay.历史也勉强可以。I'm going for history too.
Okay, so last question then. What will you do if you get bad grades? Let's explain that word before we see the answers. Your grade, G-R-A-D-E, grade, is a letter or number for an exam or a piece of schoolwork. So an A is a good grade, but an E or F...is a very bad grade.
That's right. Grade 是名词，成绩也就是考卷或者作业上的数字，或者是甲乙丙丁。对啦，那在国外打成绩的方式呢，其实就是 A B C D 咯，一直排下去就是 A plus, A minus, B plus, B minus.
So you could say Sheldon always gets good grades at school. Sheldon.Always gets good grades at school.
Sheldon 求学的时候啊，总是拿好成绩。Get good grades 就是得到好成绩的意思哦。
So let's take a look at the answers.
Okay.
What will you do if you get bad grades? Will you say A, I'll try harder next time? Or B, I won't worry about it? Or maybe C, I always get good grades?I think I'll have to say C here.
Really?
Yeah, I used to get good grades a lot, unless it was French, which is so hard, or design and technology, which I thought was boring. What about you, Buffy?
Well, my answer is B. I won't worry about it. 如果拿坏成绩的话，其实我不太会担心耶，尤其是数学，especially math.因为我从小学就知道我的数学没救了 It's helpless.
So that's all of the questions. The article tells us what to do next. It says, tally up your score. So tally up means to add something up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here it means count how many A's, how many B's, and how many C's.You have in your answers. So if I tally up my score, I got one A, one B, and three C's. Can you tally up yours, Buffy?
Sure. 测验的问题都看完了，现在要计算加总 tally up, 也就是 add up 你的成绩，看你是选 A 最多、B 最多或者 C 最多。那我的测验结果是我有两个 A, 两个 B 跟一个 C.
You could also say the teacher tallied up the students' test scores. The teacher tallied up the students' test scores.
老师呢把学生的考试分数 test scores 都加总起来。
Okay, well, we'll have to wait until tomorrow to see what your answers mean. So let's end today's lesson right here.
Okay, let's go to our wrap up.
So this test has talked about being a student. So can you tell me a good memory you have from school, Buffy?
应该是大学吧，大学的毕业公演 is my graduation performance in university. We played a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Shakespeare?
Yes, 莎士比亚的仲夏夜之梦。What about you, Pat?
Well, I also did a lot of theatre, different theatre performances at school. We didn't do Midsummer Night's Dream, but I did get to...
Romeo and Juliet?
No, didn't do that. I'm trying to remember. It's too long ago.
Okay.
But I did lots of shows and I had a great lot of fun doing those shows. Great times.
I see. So, 佩特老师其实是很喜欢演戏的哦。
Who were you in Midsummer
Night's Dream? I'm Helena, Helena, the crazy、
okay.
girl.
All right, so that's all for today. So join us tomorrow to find out the results to the quiz. What kind of student are you?
We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Always hand in your homework on time.
Always hand in your homework on time.
Hello everyone, I'm Zephyr. 昨天我们学到开学第一天要选出班长。除此之外啊，还有一个令人紧张的时刻，就是交暑假作业。我经常在开学前努力赶工，因为老师说 always hand in your homework on time.Always handing your homework on time. 一定要准时缴交作业，不然啊，可能会被处罚哦。那要表达缴交什么东西出去的英文就是 hand in. 它是一个片语 hand in. You can hand in your homework, 交功课 hand in your report, 交报告 or hand in your test paper, 交考卷。要记得哦，把什么东西缴交出去用的是 hand in 这个片语。那么不管是你要交功课、交报告还是交考卷，很重要的一点啊，就是要准时 on time。 on time 就是准时的片语。除了交作业， It's also important to be on time if you're going to meet someone。 跟朋友约了要见面， be on time 准时赴约也是非常重要的哦。另外啊，我们也希望公共交通工具像是飞机、火车可以准时抵达 arrive on time. So students, did you hand in your homework on time? I'm sure you did. 今天的小聚会就先告一段落咯。 Don't forget to come back and join us next time.
Always hand in your homework on time.
Always hand in your homework on time.
我有个问题。
What question?
不是要问问题，是我有个问题。I have a problem.
啊，去！老赖，你是不是感冒了？
好像是
哎。我就说嘛，你这样三餐不正常，该吃的时候不吃，该睡的时候不睡。你这些坏习惯再不改的话，你一定会有更多的问题的。一会儿 have more questions.
那我该怎么办啊？
我在想，我是要买补品给你呢，还是要煮鸡蛋给你呢？
那你还不赶快去？
哎，不知道，随便啦。
我这样会不会太没大没小啦？可是我就是很爱吃零食嘛。不过我以后一定会小心，这样我才不会有很多的问题。刚刚表姐好像说 you will have more questions later. 哎呦，其实呢，此问题非彼，我们要说的问题，因为英文呢，如果你有很多问题是指麻烦的话呢，我们就要用 problems， 不能用 questions 哦。没有错，中文我们把 problem 和 question 都翻译成问题，但是呢，事实上他们还是不同哦。Problem 是指难以理解或处理的问题、难题，如 health problem 健康问题、family problems 家庭问题等等。For example, her problem is that she is too shy. 可是刚刚表姐错用的 question 则是一般我们在班上会询问老师的问题、疑问哦。所以问问题我们就说 ask a question， 不能说 ask a problem 哦。For example, Timmy likes to ask many questions. 或者呢，像是明星常对记者说的 Stop asking me questions.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
问问题的问题要用 question， 那如果遇到人生的感情问题、难题就要用 problem.
What kind of student are you?
1. Which club will you join? A. A sports club. B. The theater club. C. The science club. 2. What do you usually do during the break between classes? A. Chat with my friends. B. Play a joke on my classmates. C. Do my homework. 3. What do your friends usually ask from you? A. Advice about everything. B. Funny jokes. C. Help on homework. 4. What is your favorite subject at school? A. PE. B. I don't have one. C. History. 5. What will you do if you get bad grades? A. I'll try harder next time. B. I won't worry about it. C. I always get good grades. Tally up your score.
Science. Science. William and I are making a science project about planets. William and I are making a science project about planets. Joke. Joke. Christopher enjoys telling jokes to his family. Christopher enjoys telling jokes to his family. Funny. Funny. A funny monkey used my camera to take pictures of himself. A funny monkey used my camera to take pictures of himself. Grade. Grade. Sheldon always gets good grades at school. Sheldon always gets good grades at school.